and welcome to Cruisin' for a Reviewsin'. We are doing a mini-sode, and I am rejoined by Shan.
I'm back again.
Dun, 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 dun. So we are doing a mini-sode together after reviewing Mission Impossible. I hope that you have now all seen it, that wonderful, miraculous piece of cinema. We are now going to go through, so we're just talking about crazy shit we've heard about Tom Cruise, and we decided, let's just have a chat about that. So we found a list. It's a really long list, so I don't think we'll go through all of it because we're not maniacs, guys.
Yeah.
But we thought we'd just go through some of them and have a little chat. So my first one, which is one of my favorite ones of all times, is Disney modeled a certain beloved character after Cruise. Did you know this?
I did not know this. So, yeah. And I actually don't believe it.
It's been forever. It's been a thing. So Aladdin's good looks are apparently based off of Tom Cruise. Not, of course, a Middle Eastern person in any way, just Tom Cruise. And I always had a big crush on Aladdin, so suddenly
Aladdin's very lovable.
He is lovable.
So he's not Tom Cruise, though.
I'm sorry. He jumps off things. He's charming. He smiles a lot.
Does he know any magic, though? Actually, he kind of does. Yes, he does the thing.
Told you.
He improvised the risky business dance, which feels like, of course that would be true.
We have touched on that. So, yeah, the director was like, hey, we need to film this thing. And it was just him and the director and the cameraman, I guess. And they just got him to dance around and prance around. And like how he polished the floor up to a point. That's how he slid in and everything. Really good time. He divorced all of his wives when they were 33 years old.
Yeah, that is a bit weird. Three ex-wives, all 33.
Scientology.
3333. Yeah, and then I see this one that says that some say Cruise believes to possess healing powers.
Really?
Yeah.
Do people believe that?
I think he might believe it.
He believes it about himself?
Yeah, he gained... Cruise thinks he's gained a superpower to heal sprained joints, colds, sore throats and more, all with a simple touch.
What? I've never heard him say that. That seems...
Oh, it's like leaked Scientology propaganda.
Wow. Well, I guess it's Scientology saying that maybe it's...
It must be true, yeah.
Another risky business fact. He's credited with saving the sunglasses company Ray-Ban, which I think he did that for Ray-Ban for those wayfarers. Sunglasses, and I think the aviator ones in Top Gun also surged in popularity because of that. I don't think he's ever done it with any other glasses.
Someone says he can hold his breath forever, and then it goes on to say he did it for 6 minutes. That's not forever. It's a very long time.
There is footage of him on the
underwater. That's crazy.
The fifth Mission Impossible is a scene, and he learned how to hold his breath for 6 minutes. And there's a video where he's just head underwater, and
it's terrifying.
The guy, the instructor's like, "Come on, Tom, you're starting to scare everyone," and he has to come at 6 minutes. He comes up, so it's pretty wild.
Maybe he died and healed himself back to life, though. Oh, it's all Tom. Coming together.
Cruise could have been Iron Man. See, I don't think Tom Cruise would have ever done it. It's a Marvel movie, but I can't stand Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, yuck.
So I think I would have been pretty on board with that. Cruise refuses to be an action figure, and the picture that they've used is the action figure
that
of
you
him
have.
I have. In all the pictures I put on the internet of myself.
You can refuse all you want, Tom. It's already happened.
Yeah, because it says Pierce's one slid through. So I'm wondering, because it's a Japanese company and he's so popular in Japan, he might have given his likeness to one company once for that particular Ethan Hunt doll, which fucking rules. If you can, it's very expensive, but if you can get it and you're a big Tom Cruise nerd like me, highly recommend it. But yeah, he doesn't allow action figures, and his likeness can't be used in any video games.
Right.
And so the only thing he's done is there's a Lego version of Mission Impossible.
Oh, right.
And it's really That's cute so cool. I watched the playthrough online because I've got the Lego Ethan Hunt.
Of course,
it's very cute.
Obviously.
And other actors from it actually voiced stuff in it.
Yeah.
But all Ethan Hunt's is straight from the first Mission Impossible movie. So it sounds terrible. But yeah, he won't do that.
I just saw he loves tall women at only 5'7" tall. Like, they make sounds so bad. He's shorter than just about every woman he has ever wooed. He's just rubbing it in at this point.
Also, people are always like, Tom Cruise wears big heel thing and like pretends to be taller, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, Tom Cruise wouldn't date women significantly. He wouldn't date 5'11" if he was that terrified of people realizing.
He obviously likes it.
He's into it. He's so small and muscly that he's like, I don't need to be tall. Like, I can.
I'm Tom Cruise, guys. Yeah.
Like, I can pick her up with like one finger. Come on. What the fuck is this? Cruise eats like Beckham?
Does that just mean he has a healthy diet?
A strict diet regimen named after soccer star David Beckham is known for his 1,200 calorie a day diet that consists mostly of vegetables and lean proteins. That is the most boring fact ever.
That's so boring.
I'm sorry. I'm cutting that out, friends.
He has his pilot's license. That's not a surprise. Like, I just assume he can do all of these things.
Yeah, so he learned... So he learned how to fly in the 80s. Really handy because, like, I don't have to hire another person to be in this plane movie. But no, and because of Mission Impossible Fallout, he learned how to fly helicopters, and now he can fly jets because of Top Gun 2, which comes out in a few months.
He's chased down a mugger, which, you know, and then there's like 11 times A-list celebrities became real life heroes. I know that one of like, what's Tom Hardy?
Tom Hardy. Like, Porter McCann, like, sad him. So good. He's never won an Oscar? No, he hasn't.
No, that's not surprising.
No, it's like kind of like the whole Leo thing where, like, I mean, think
I don't want to upset you, but Leo's better than Tom Cruise.
But he's not, of all of Leo's films, that wasn't the film that he should have, that should have won an Oscar. That was like a pity Oscar by that point because everyone
they were like, you know what, people really love Leo. I'm going to give him this one.
He's been nominated but just hasn't won one. I don't think he actually cares that much, to be honest.
No, he's busy doing other stuff.
Oh, his brother is an actor as well? What does his brother look like? I'm going to look that up later, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe that's my way in.
So he's in two of his weddings, he's had the same best man. It's so weird.
They're best mates, man.
Yeah. BFFs.
Didn't want to be an actor originally. He wanted to be, he was very Catholic and wanted to be a priest. That didn't happen. Thank goodness. Imagine being a priest. Imagine what kind of priest he would have been, like doing flips and stuff.
Yeah, and he would definitely be like, where's the pamphlet gone? It's a nice sleeve.
The whole thing of Hollywood that comes out and just splashes on everyone because he's a man of dramatics. He's a fencer in his spare time.
This stuff isn't surprising.
I've always wanted to learn how to fence.
Like, I feel like in his spare time, he's just being in a movie, but it's just his life.
Well, he likes to do fencing with David Beckham and Will Smith. Can you imagine those three just hanging out, like...
fencing each other?
Some three really good looking
men. What are they talking about?
Oh, that's amazing.
And, like, I don't know. I feel like, why is David Beckham best friends with, like, everyone on the planet? And he just, like, comes in like, hello.
Yeah. He's so nice.
It's me wife, posh. You can call her Vicky.
That's how they introduce. And Tom's like, I like you.
His first celebrity crush will surprise you. Am I going to be surprised? Actress Ingrid Bergman.
Oh.
Interesting.
I guess. It's fair enough, okay. I guess.
Sure. I mean.
Look, I think they're glass craft straws. Yeah,
they really 50, are.
50 facts. Like, he's a pamphlet passer. Apparently handed out flyers for Church of Scientology when he was on the set of War of the Worlds. So that was around the time that he got really, like, he did, like, the Oprah chair thing and, like, all the Scientology stuff came out. And everyone's like, oh, no.
No, Tom.
He had to fire his family as his agent because it was so embarrassing. Doesn't see Suri Cruz very much. That's true because Katie is a suppressive person now.
Yeah.
The church set up his first date with Katie Holmes. I don't know how true that is. I keep saying that. Oh, this is one of my favorite things. I think I've talked about this a few times, how Anne Rice was like, how dare you cast Tom Cruise in your as Lestat?
Yeah.
It was going to work. Then she watched it and she's like, and then wrote a full page, like, thing in the, like,
glowing
in Daily Variety. Cost her, like, over $7,000 apologizing to him because he was so well cast. And, like, suck it. Just because you
suck it. There's a lot of, like, stuff about how great he is and how, like, he pays for things and stuff like that. But I just saw one about how, like, odd jobs he had to help his mother pay the bills. And then someone, like, an old neighbor, because, of course, they found an old neighbor, referred to him as Tommy. And from now on, he's going to be called Tommy Cruise.
No, it's Timothy Cruzel or nothing.
Timothy Cruzel. Tommy Tom Tom Cruise Boy. That's his new name. That's
Tommy,
it.
Tommy Tom Cruise Boy. That's a nice name. His first big purchase as a movie star is adorable. I'll be
is
the
it
judge
a puppy?
Of that.
What is it?
Better be a fucking
puppy. It was a magic kit. This is where it began.
He bought his sister a car after risking it. Like, he paid his sister back, so sister worked for me when I had a paper route. I don't know. That's not that exciting. If he bought her a puppy on board.
That would be exciting. But could you imagine if it was like, I got you this dog. Millionaire, Tom.
If the car was full of dogs.
Filled with dogs.
Now we're talking. He apparently got bullied a lot in school. His dad was an abusive piece of shit. Here we are. This is a fun one. Tom Cruise. And Paul Newman was his racing buddy. So they're in a movie, Color of Money, which I'll get to at some point. And they like to race cars together, which is pretty cool. Like, one of the most famous actors of all time. Just, like, racing around. Like, all their agents and everything were like,
you guys cannot do this.
Please don't do this. This is fucked.
Do you imagine how many times a day his publicist has to be like, you're doing what? Oh, God, you can't go fencing with David. Stop.
But you nearly broke your neck doing a flip while fencing. Can you Stop doing that. For like,
okay, I won't go fencing. I'm going to go racing though.
Yeah, I just installed like this big loop so I can do flips on my car, my jetpack with. And they're like, okay, that's cool. What I'm we just going to ring you. Sure, sweet. Okay, well, most of those trivias were fairly garbage, but I...
It's definitely done by someone who really loves Tom Cruise and wants everyone else to love him. Like, look how nice he is, guys. And he does stuff.
Peppered with like a couple of negative ones. Just like, yeah. Oh, some pamphlets were handed out.
Some pamphlets. He handed out 1 to 5 pamphlets. We don't know the exact number.
I thought it was one thing. They just talk about how much he loves his mum, and it's always the thing that I've always liked, how often he used to take his mum on red carpets with him.
Very cute.
Which is very cute. Every man who does that, like, I mean...
Immediately.
I'm given... I feel like I'm giving men too much credit for just being, like, basic being nice to their mum. But also, you're like, aww, and she has passed now, so I guess he just goes alone. I don't think he goes to her watches anymore.
I don't think he does.
He's too many important things.
I don't know what he's doing.
Just fencing. Doing flips, handing out pamphlets. good times. I hope you all learnt some more things about Timothy Cruise, Tommy Tom Tom Cruise.
Tommy Tom Tom Cruise Boy.
I mean, like, we've all learned a lot. So many new names we may call him by. Shan, just once again, where can we grab you on the internet?
I am at Shan Louie on Instagram and Shan Lucas on Facebook.
Excellent. TomCruiseReviews.com. You can find all of my socials there. Thank you, and I'll catch you with Mission Impossible 2 next week.
Goodbye.